The fact that British Airways first cancelled the flight and then Lufthansa followed means there must have been some privileged information that British Airways got. According to media reports, there's also a travel warning of the British government newly now that advises passengers or individuals from Great Britain not to travel to Sinai, in particular the southern tip of Sinai, unless it's essential travel.
So what does this sudden cancellation tell you?
The fact that British Airways cancelled so abruptly in the middle of holiday season, where they lose really a significant amount of money every single day by not faring. The cancellation is for 7 days, so not for a couple of hours, for 7 days, where they lose all the business of shuttling holidaymakers back and forth between Egypt and the UK, leads me to believe that this was a very specific, very clear indication that there is something seriously wrong. My best educated guess at this point is that there was a discovered security breach at Cairo Airport, which is, of course, by a magnitude of several times bigger than the Sharm el-Sheikh Airport, and therefore many more people with security clearances working in that airport. And if there was a security breach again in the way that it was in Sharm el-Sheikh, then of course you have to be very careful, because if there's one security breach, there may be more than one security breach, or that security breach may have already done something that you need to first figure out what's going on.
How would likely British Airways come into information like this?
Yeah, British Airways does have a very professional security department within its headquarters in London. It's usually staffed and led by people who have retired from the British security forces, but not only those. So it's very, very efficient in a way that it cooperates on security issues with its own government. It's one of the best examples of public-private partnerships that I can see, at least for Europe, where there is a very close connection and the information is given very quickly to that airline. So it is one of the good examples of how an airline that has national importance, so British Airways, of course, is not state-owned, but it has a national importance, can cooperate with its government on security-related matters.
What does the story tell you that only British Airways picked up on this? What does that suggest to you?
That suggests to me that it's not something that was pushed out via the global network, via OKO. Otherwise, other airlines would have taken the same step. It leads me to believe that it's something that British Airways had privileged information to, but was so sensitive in its sourcing that they were not allowed to give that to the global network and simply lead by example by withdrawing. So obviously, I'm sure the other security departments of the other airlines who fly in and out of Cairo Airport have immediately begun trying to collect their own information of what's going on and why British Airways was led to that decision. But again, this is a commercially very damaging decision, not just for Egypt or Cairo Airport, but also primarily for British Airways, who has to compensate passenger it doesn't fly and loses all the passengers it would fly. So this is not something that would be done on a whim or on an unspecific, unclear information.
Dr. Schindler, anything else I haven't asked you about this situation that you think is important?
Well, I mean, it is really clear that there is an ongoing terror network structure in North Africa, of which Sinai is simply one of the aspects. But as long as we have no clear stabilization in Libya, and as you have seen over the last couple of months, we actually went backwards rather than forwards towards a stabilization, this was not going to be sustainably resolved, whatever individual governments do in their own country. Because with Libya, you do have then always a ready-made supply of experienced fighters who engage in the unrest in the country. You do have still a ready-made supply of arms and ammunition and explosive material, because simply Libya is full of these things ever since Colonel Gaddafi was in power and acted since the revolution as the arms supermarket for pretty much all the terror groups, both in North Africa as well as in West Africa. As long as there is no sustained stabilization, we unfortunately will always have to encounter in one country or the other of that region security challenges of the government. So the key really is to come to a more stable, sustainable situation in Libya, in which governance i.e. the government, a government, not two, not three, but a government, has control over the entirety of the
country. That's Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.